We in the P1s have had so much fun with this musical questionnaire, and each week we get a different friend of the show on, either from the ticket or from our lives, or some major celebrity. Today, this man fits all three categories. Joining us to answer the musical survey from Bad Radio is Jake Kemp. Hi, Jake.
Musers.
How are you?
Jake. Do I have morning voice?
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay.
I'm honored that you asked me before Dan, because he's sitting right here. And just feeling
yeah, I wanted to ask Dan first, and George said, no way, we got to have Jake.
Got to have Jake. Got to do Jake first.
I'm honored. I love the current incarnation of this segment, because it basically seems to exist to make people upset with us.
That's right.
Our choices.
You're going to tick somebody off.
Yeah. Are you really doing this from the Dragon's Den?
I am. I don't live too far away from Dan, and I don't love the delay thing that we get on some of the hookups.
Other platforms.
Yeah, so if I come over here, it sounds like we're in the same room. I can play my own audio. I get to watch him eat breakfast, so this is it's a real treat.
I didn't think Dan would be up this early.
He's cut that back a little bit in the last few years. What would you say, Dan? 8 normally? About 8?
Wow.
8:30. He used to be more of a 9:30, 9:45, 10 guy, but
that surprises me. Well, tell Dan he's going to get his turn here on Bands of Your Life very, very soon, as we're quickly running out of people. No, I'm kidding. We have an endless supply.
Plenty of time.
We have an endless supply of friends of the show that we're going to get to here. But today, Jake, it's your turn. So you've got two segments. You know how this works. Answer the questions in order. And the only rule is that you can't use the same band twice.
Okay, let's dive right in with Band I Hate. This band came out when I was in high school. I graduated in 2003. What I really hated about them is that it felt like they were a boy band masquerading as a real band. Here you go. The band I hate more than maybe any other band of the last forever is Maroon 5.
Oh, man. You know what? They're like ones that I wanted to hate, because they got so popular, and I was like you. I thought, oh, this is some sort of boy band. But then I
think he writes a good song.
Started listening, and I'm going, oh, you guys got some talent here at putting together hooky songs.
Now, he did do one of the greatest musical sketches in SNL history when he and Andy Samberg did an ode to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called I Ran So Far Away.
Oh my gosh.
Former leader of Iran, but yeah, I cannot stand this band. It felt like we were having one pulled over on us. Because I don't think they're a real band, but you put them in vans and hand them a guitar, and it's like, this is somehow different than NSYNC.
Think of how many great hooks they've written. Yeah. And it's not like they had someone write their songs for them like a lot of boy bands do.
Yeah, a lot of this is just me being a hater.
Yeah.
Because the guy's got abs and seem to be surrounded by beautiful women for the last 20 years, really.
Yeah, just due to the masculine unfairness of the whole thing.
Right, exactly. That's what most of this will boil right down to. So Maroon 5, Band I Hate. Hey, Sean, are you here?
Hey, what's up?
I feel like you and I are going to get crossways several times in the next half hour, so let's just remember that we're friends.
You're friends.
At the root of all this.
Yeah, everybody's a friend here.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated band.
Uh-oh.
The most overrated band of my lifetime.
I am so with you on this.
I guess I just don't get it.
Yeah, we talked about them being overrated a couple times, right?
I still don't understand what's so great about Nirvana.
This? I think they were just the right band at the right time.
Yes. That's what people will tell you, is that we needed an antidote to hair metal. Mm-hmm. And that they helped us transition into a new era of music. But these songs just did nothing for me.
They did nothing for me
either.
The lyrics
make no sense. They're thin.
Give me Maroon 5. Maroon 5 should have been Nirvana.
I do like Weird Al's version of the song better.
Yeah, it is funnier. When he plays like, bow!
And the guitar neck bends.
And the guitar neck bends. That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. You can watch the video.
What about
when he's singing and marbles are falling out of his mouth?
Okay, that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, Puddle of Mud does better Nirvana than Nirvana did. You ever seen that Puddle of Mud cover too?
Yeah. Now, what about this line? But by the way, is Mulatto canceled?
Whoa. What?
I wasn't sure if I needed to beep that word like I did some of the other ones here.
Maybe.
But the line is a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. Boy, brilliant.
This is horrible. Yeah. You know what? I found out, and I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that Verses came out before Nevermind did. Like, I always thought that Nirvana came out, their album came out before Pearl Jam's did. Hmm. But it actually, Verses came out, I think, a month or two before Nevermind.
Hmm. I'm not the hugest Pearl Jam fan, but I definitely get it. You know, their music does a little something
for
me. You know,
more.
There's just a lot more going on in their songs than
Nirvana. Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Oh, Pearl Jam was great.
Yeah.
Now, they were greatness. Nirvana?
Yeah. Yeah, this is where Bob came up with the Kurt Cobain theory, which I think could probably also be dated back to, like, Jesus. But
what's his Kurt Cobain theory?
That
if Jesus killed himself with a shotgun, he'd be as popular as Kurt Cobain?
That I think he made this point one time about Eli Manning, that the Kurt Cobain
theory. Okay, wait a second. Hold on. My mind just needs a moment here.
Some people benefit from checking out early, and we possibly overrate some of their catalog because, you know, they didn't.
It's limited.
They didn't have
Dave Grohl, though, and he's greatness.
Love Dave Grohl. Huge fan. And I think maybe the bass player has gone kind of alt-righty.
Oh, really?
Oh, huh. Yeah, uh-oh. He's got some hot COVID opinions.
Hey.
next up, band I think is underappreciated, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with this band at all, but it is LCD Sound System. This is really kind of a one-man project by James Murphy. They're presently defunct, but they put out four or five albums.
To be on with you guys promoting my albums.
No, not McMurtry.
Oh.
this kind of has a little bit of a new wave type feel to it. Gets going here in a second, but I absolutely love this band.
Let's hear a little bit of this.
So.
Just weird, kind of dancey.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. This is great.
It sounds a little 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely updated to the new wave feel. Great live show, too.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. One man band?
Well, it's his project. I mean, he's got 10 people up there with him, but they kind of rotate through, and he writes all the songs. And then decides when he has his own emotional and mental meltdowns that we're just not going to get any more LCD music anymore. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And yeah, I guess I put them in underappreciated because I'm not sure they've really ever had much radio play.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy them quite a bit. Let's do one more here. This is Band I Love, and I think this is my only hip-hop offering for you. But this dude broke onto the scene when he was probably 16 years old and was one of the first artists to really use the internet to blow up. Not much radio play for him either. But the progression from the time he was 16 to when he left us a couple of years ago to the drugs, buddy.
Mm.
Incredible. This is Mac Miller. And I think he was 27 when he died, but the last two albums that he put out.
27.
The 27 Club.
Yeah. And maybe there's a Cobain thing here where I overrate him because he's, you know, overdosed, but just a really...
He was 26, actually.
Okay, 26. Really funky type feel to his... It's not traditional rap music. Kind of has a lazy, sort of hazy drawl to him. And he'll sing a little bit.
Hey. You can love it, you can leave it.
This is probably my favorite album of all time.
What was his overdose drug of choice?
I think it was, let's do all of them at once.
Ooh.
Oh,
so like your oxy, your fentanyl.
Fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll do it.
I have a copy of his death certificate here in my celebrity file.
Boy, he probably does. No doubt he does. Okay, we're colder than the breeze, but the breeze ain't flowing like me. Hold
up. You don't need a hold up. It's not typically what you think of when you think of the term hip-hop or rap music. Mm,
sounds like some appropriation, but okay. Ready to go, Jake.
He also, his overdose occurred within about 6 weeks or so of Ariana Grande breaking up with him.
Uh-oh.
She seems to have the power to make people insane, because I think Pete Davidson had a Ariana Grande breakdown as well. It must be, as Danny would say, dynamite, if you know what I mean.
She's so weird because she's the one who makes people carry her like a baby. You heard about that?
Yeah. I have heard about that.
From
she
you,
doesn't,
I think.
She doesn't like to walk.
So a carrier?
Yeah. So she has a person on her staff. Usually it's a big, burly guy whose job is to carry her like a baby.
That's weird. Who doesn't like to walk?
I think when you get
ridiculous.
So wealthy and successful, you don't want to do your own walking anymore.
What young person, I should say, young person doesn't like to walk?
I mean, Yoda got so successful. Didn't he have Luke carry him?
Yeah, that's true. Yoda was like that. Norm's going to start having Saroy carry him around.
That's right.
So Bandai
Saroy will have a little Yoda papoose on his back.
And Norm will be in it.
Bandai Love, Mac Miller, when we continue...
Take me to the printer, pal.
The one that's really going to get Sean and I at odds with one another. That is the band that made me fall in love with music.
All right, Jake, let's get back to your list.
Okay, thank you, Junior. Band I hate, Maroon 5. Band I think is overrated, Nirvana. Band I think is underappreciated, LCD Sound System. And band I love, which is really just artist I love, is Mac Miller. So let's pick up with band I can listen to over and over again. And this is probably where it's going to get a little weird, because I am a fan of the electronic dance music, the drug music users. and I think that's probably the least represented genre at the station.
Hey, guys.
But I am a huge fan of Daft Punk.
I like their hit, or their biggest hit, I guess.
Get Lucky, probably.
Yeah.
This is a live album, and if you're not familiar with Daft Punk, it's the two guys that are up there wearing robot helmets.
Yeah, could you explain some of that?
I don't even know where to begin. Two French guys, and their 2007 live album, I've probably listened to it more than just about any other record ever. Good exercise music, good house cleaning music, good, again, drug music.
No, I think there's genius to them. And I haven't, just listened to a ton of them, but what I've heard, I think they have some incredible hooks, and I think their sounds are interesting. I need to listen to them more.
The live album is where I would start, because in the live album, they're doing a lot of it on the fly. So they're mixing up two or three songs at once, which I think is a little underappreciated from the non-electronic music community. It's just most people are like, oh, those guys just get up there and press a button. You may remember this one, which I believe Kanye sampled at one point.
Yeah.
This song was huge, huge, huge in the early 2000s.
It sounds like Blue Man Group to me.
It kind of does.
A bit of a reduction, but I can't really deny it. Yeah, it's weird. Did you ever get into Daft Punk, Sean?
Yeah, I like them. Like them a lot, actually. I think their bit is genius to wear the masks all the time in public so they can actually assimilate in public when they don't want to be, mobbed by their adoring fans.
Yeah, I wish the Musers, we had all started wearing masks at the beginning of our careers.
It's just weird, though, when they're on award shows or something, and they just go up there and they just wave.
Hell yeah, it's awesome. No speed.
You don't even know. You could send up anybody to go up and accept your award for you.
And they've done that. They've 100% done that.
Of course they have.
I've heard that they've done that several times, and I have no idea what they look like. Still to this day.
So all genius. Right.
Band that made me fall in love with music, and I know it's not the most high-minded of genres out there, but Blink-182 is the band that made me fall in love with music.
Interesting.
Because their songs were so fun and stupid, and they were easy to play.
I like them.
Listen,
maybe it's because my kids like
them. Started
so
making
much.
Out, and she took off my pants.
I can't take it.
Gordon has something against the smiling.
It's my most hated point
I know.
Of music. Sawing out power chords on some Les Paul.
But they were like 30 when this got big.
Not quite. They were mid-20s. Okay. Rapping or singing about leaving notes in lockers.
Teenage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was 14 though.
Music. It's all
I
music
said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy.
It's like Dan McDowell singing.
And, you know, it says something about them and that their music's probably not really great that I saw that and was like, well, I think I could do that. Now I want to play music. Those songs seem easy, but they made me want to play music. They made me want to learn how to record songs and in a roundabout way is, I guess, how I ended up convincing Danny Paul to give me an internship in 2004. So I know it's simple music, but the
so
stuff
do
that
you
Sean
play an
was,
instrument? I didn't know you played an instrument.
Yes. I mean, I'm not, I've been, inactive for probably 10 years, but yeah, I played in bands and stuff throughout high school, guitar, bass, got a piano.
Did you guys know
in
this about
house,
Chase? No, he was a musician.
Play. I thought you played it the recorder.
You need to but, play next time that we have buns. A Time Wasters presentation.
I've done that once, actually. I did bass
yeah,
with the hardline, but
that.
The stuff that Sean was into when we were in high school scared me. Like Korn.
Tool. I was scared by Korn.
Tool,
yeah.
But that stuff just reminded me too much of the occult, which I've always been very, very worried about.
That wasn't a proud time, but we look down at stuff like this.
Oh, I know. I know. You look down at the smiley.
And honestly, it was MTV's fault because they were on TRL every freaking afternoon. And after a while, you're just like, all right.
I would set
else.
My VCR every day. band that changed my life. This is a bit of a curveball, but my wife and I went to high school together, but we're a few years apart. So we did not know each other in high school at all.
That's wild.
When we met back up and eventually, you know, got married, it was at a Pepper Theft show. So, technically, no band has changed my life more.
Okay. Did it change?
Did you think Pepper Theft would end up on this list? Anybody's list.
I can't think of a less romantic origin story.
Listen how hard it would be to make love to this song. There's no rhythm to it. It's a start and stop.
I feel like I don't have a party.
This just sounds like love.
No, it does.
Yeah, it does to me, too. Like you were there that night?
This
you were
sounds
there
like
for this?
Apologizing that you can't finish because of whiskey.
In a song. No, I was not there for that one, but it was a Pepper Theft show. And my contention has always been, and I've wanted the Hardline to do this for years, I want to hold a contest to see if the best musicians in Dallas can recreate this. Like, who can get the closest to this?
It would be so hard. I want to see a musician do an actual, accurate musical notation.
I don't think it can be done.
And you would have to get
sheet music
so creative with the tuning.
Yeah,
would,
I mean, how many different time changes are in this?
And you have to sing, too.
I want Yo-Yo Ma to do this on cello.
Times I feel like. That's the first line. Times I feel like.
Sometimes I feel like I only.
It's so painful.
It is.
It's just the sound of musical anemia.
Okay, band that surprised me. A lot of my friends were really into the Texas country scene, and I was not that into it. I would go to the shows with them because it was, you know, something to do, but I was not a huge Texas country guy. But Ryan Bingham is probably the guy who has surprised me more than any artist that I've come across, or that
That's
I've
great.
Found out about, rather.
Thank
wrote all the music for, or I think all, for Crazy Heart.
A lot of it, yeah.
And he's just got such a...
Yeah, I like his voice.
Okay.
Talking about reduction. That's what Gordon does. He reduces performances and careers.
That's a guy who's just crawled across a desert.
And to be fair, he does.
For you, sir? Sir, what
he does sing about the desert a lot.
He's just pointing at his mouth.
What, is it water? Do you need water?
Sorry. Do that to the great Ryan Bingham.
Jeez.
And he's great live, too. You've seen him live?
I have. Quite a few times.
He's awesome, actually.
No, it sounds like you have a great deal of respect for...
Okay. So, yeah, well, I see where your stance is on him now. Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
You have him seeing a mirage in the Mojave at every...
He's dying 15 seconds.
Belly crawling towards an oasis.
Guilty pleasure, and I could have gone any number of directions for this one, but I am an absolute sucker for this stuff.
Yes! Yes! I had this on my list. Remember when I did this?
Yeah.
I had this song
I'm
on my
you.
List.
I'm with both of you.
It could be Miley Great Cyrus. Tune. It could be Carly Rae Jepsen. I love all of this stuff.
Yeah, this song's brilliant.
Every time this song comes on the radio, I immediately pull into a car dealership and trade mine in for a convertible and then just listen to this
with
song
a better stereo.
Driving away.
Yeah. See, I get like some of this stuff, but Miley's personality prevents me from liking anything she does.
You don't like Miley with her cow tongue?
Stand her.
This song makes me want to get pregnant as a 16-year-old high school girl or something. You know what I'm saying.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know
okay,
what he's saying.
Yeah. Since we know what he's saying.
Maybe in the back of a Jeep or something.
You want to have your Bobby socked feet up on a dashboard somewhere?
Okay, and this is a real bummer, but this is a band I should have seen by now. And I was actually scheduled to see this band this Friday. I was going to fly to Chicago and drive up to Alpine Valley in Wisconsin. And I probably will never get to see this band because they haven't toured in forever. But this is my white whale of a live show.
Hell yeah.
We did a fake Norm to this once. Mortar!
Rage Against the Machine. And I remember the first time I heard Tom Morello do this with his guitar, and I was floored. I did not understand how he was making that sound.
It's easy. Just don't put a lot of effort into coming up with a good part. What?
Well, I guess you don't have these guys dying in the desert, so I'm going to take that as an upgrade.
Performances and careers. That's what Gordon does.
Or so, do I?
Rage hasn't toured in, I think, what, 20 years, Sean? And they were scheduled to hit this summer.
Dang.
And that's probably not ever happening. So my last one.
Was it a festival in Alpine, Wisconsin?
No. It was a 20 or 25 date tour with Rage Against the Machine and Run the Jewels. And I think if they did tour right now, something would get burned down.
So
that's a band that makes you want to get violent.
If that's a tour, why did you choose that spot? Is that the closest they were coming to Texas?
They were in El Paso, but I was so excited to see this band that I looked at the full list of dates and thought, I want to find the perfect place to see this band. Like, I wanted it to be outside. Yeah. I'd never been to Alpine Valley.
Good summer weather.
Yes, they just seem like a band you need to see outside at an amphitheater. No more. So great band to see live, my last one here. And I think the really cool thing about this dude is not just that he started here in Fort Worth playing Shipping and Receiving at a bunch of the tiny little bars over there. It's just been really cool to see the progression, because the first time I saw him did not exactly have a lot of stage presence. But over the last 5 years, I'll be damned if Leon Bridges has not turned into like one of the best frontmen we have going.
Well, I love him.
Yeah. And if you've never seen him live, even if you're not that huge a fan of his music, it's really cool to see what he's turned into. Very awkward when he first started, you know. Clearly didn't feel comfortable on stage. And just seemingly overnight is a can't-miss act.
Still living in Fort Worth, right?
Yes. I believe he built a home not too long ago.
Big P1.
I know he's aware.
I don't know about that.
I know he's aware because some guys that are huge P1s that I know have played in his band for years. The great Jeff Daisy, saxophone.
I think Leon's favorite segment is Scattershoot. That's what I hear.
Speculation.
So what malady do you have Leon dying of as he sings here, Gordon?
Nothing. I don't
what would you like to give him?
He's through from the sniper's nest.
Jake, great job.
Thank you, fellas.
Escaped.
That was enjoyable. Very good list. Very eclectic list.
Thank you for not asking Dan.
Thank you for joining us from the den. And tell Dan his at-bat will be soon.